the best you can buy.
Hamid Karzai is back at the helm, but is the image too tainted? Hillary Clinton there to listen to the inauguration address of this leader who's in power in Afghanistan with a country, rather, that is riddled with corruption. North Korea, in the meantime, has offered some serious aid to get rid of their nuclear ambitions. You think they'll put them on the shelves? Kim Jong-il, can you hear us now? Senate health plan says it's just going to cost $849 billion. Senator Harry Reid couldn't be more excited. They're talking about a floor debate as of possibly Saturday, getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving. And who knows? Stranger things have happened. Maybe a vote on this thing, but will there be enough? California's deficit slamming. Very, very high, up to $21 billion. And also more on Major Hassan, as red flags apparently were all over the place 2 years ago, and several people squealed, complained, said you got to take a closer look at this, and nothing was done. But right from the get-go, the first thing that we want to do here on the show is talk about the bullseye that's been painted on New York City, in my opinion, as a result of now deciding to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his cohorts, four of them, so five of them all together in a federal courtroom in New York City, just a stone's throw away from ground zero. Why should the 9/11 families and all of us, because it's our tax dollars that are paying for this, have to go through this with these terrorists who killed our people? Why should we have to pay for this with a court-appointed attorney for the terrorists getting the same rights that you or I are afforded? It makes absolutely no sense to me. And it doesn't make sense to a lot of people, obviously, on the Hill either, but Attorney General Eric Holder was grilled a little bit about why this decision. So buckle up. This is a little bit long, but it's an exchange with Kyle earlier in the day in Washington.
Would you be more likely to get a conviction in federal court when Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has already asked to plead guilty before a military commission and be executed? How could you be more likely to get a conviction in an Article III court than that?
The determination I make on where I think we can best try these cases is not dependent on the whims or the desires of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He said he wanted to do that then. I have no idea what he wants to do now with regard to these military commissions that, as a result of the work that this committee did and this Congress did, now has enhanced protections and I think are better than they once were before. He may still want to do that in the military commission. I have no idea. My job is to look at the possibilities. Article 3, military commission, where is my best chance of success?
Well, if I could interrupt, it would seem to me that given the fact...
I have decided that Article 3 courts were the best place to do that.
Right. I know that's what
Sheikh Mohammed is not making this decision. The Attorney General...
Of course he's not. Mr. Attorney General, you've based this on where you think you're more likely to get a conviction. You talked about the best chance to prosecute. The chances of success are enhanced and so on. One of the factors has to be the fact that he has at least at some time asked to plead guilty. I mean, you had to have taken that into account.
That was then. I don't know what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed wants to do now, and I'm not going to base a determination on where these cases ought to be brought on what a terrorist, what a murderer wants to do. He will not select the prosecution venue. I will select it, and right. I have.
But my understanding is that one of the key reasons for your decision is where you think you're going to have the best chance of success. One would think that his expressed desire to plead guilty in the military commission would have some effect on your decision.
Well, Senator Kyle, with all respect, today is, I don't know, November 16th, 17th, I'm not sure what the date is. Do we know as a fact right now that that is, in fact, what he wants to do? Do we know that? Do I have some special information? Do you have some special information that is what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is planning to do or continuing to plan to do?
Why is it more likely that that he will be convicted in a federal court than he would before a military commission, particularly given the fact, surely you're not arguing that it's easier to get evidence in to an Article III court than it is in a military commission? I mean, you made the point that you're aware of a lot of evidence in this case that others aren't, of course, but the rules for admitting evidence are more lenient before military commissions than in Article III courts. So that can't be the basis for your decision, is it?
That is not necessarily the case. With regard to the evidence that would be elicited in a military commission, evidence elicited from them, from the detainees, from the terrorists as a result of these enhanced interrogation techniques, it is not clear to me at all that that information would necessarily be admitted in a military commission, even with the use of a clean team, or that it would withstand appellate scrutiny. And on the basis of that concern and other things, my desire to go to an Article III court and to minimize the use of that kind of information, that kind of evidence, I thought was paramount.
All right, so again, this is part of my concern. As you know, we've been talking about this since last week, since last Friday, when Holder had the announcement that they were going to do this with all five of them. And as I said, it is a bullseye on New York City to me, because let's face it, terrorists who might have been furious over what's happened to their brothers in arms, as it were, at Gitmo, now have a much better chance, a logistical chance anyway, of possibly doing something in the city. Because you think New York is our biggest city. It's very, very open. You think about the subway tunnels, etc., and the chaos that could be caused. I am certainly hoping and praying that this does not happen. But I see this as very dangerous. Why do we have Gitmo in the first place? What was the idea of housing enemy combatants or terrorists at Gitmo? To keep them at bay, to not present the possibilities of the risks here in the United States. And this just ups the game big time, big, big time. And think about this. From the legal point of view, which is exactly what Senator Kyle was trying to press him on, tons of money will be spent on this, but forget the money aspect of this. You've got five terrorists. So you start from the beginning. You go with discovery. You go with testimony. You go with evidence. It's already been put in place, okay? So now you've got a different standard than what would happen at the military with a military tribunal or commission, right? Depending on what happens with the judge who gets the case, the evidence could be questioned along the way. So a jury, you've watched Law and Order enough, I'm sure, right, will be instructed not to consider certain portions of the evidence, or things wouldn't be allowed. They wouldn't be admissible. And you know what can happen in this case. There is still a chance. I don't care what the conviction rate is. There is still a chance, even if it's very slim, that he could walk. He, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and the others, or at least one or two of the others, could walk away from this. Can you imagine those widows in New York if any of them walk away from these proceedings? We'll have more on that and take some of your calls. 800-259-5791.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,137.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,168.41, $584.21 for a half ounce, or $292.10 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,168.41, $584.21, and $292.10.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It seemed to me like Eric Holder was stammering around looking for the answers for Senator Kyle. And I told you my thoughts. There is a chance, be it very slim, that who knows what happens in our federal court system and what evidence couldn't be admissible or could be thrown out or, you know, however this is all put together. I think the administration underestimates the response of a couple of things. One, of the possible terrorist threat here, and also of the American people when they announced what they were going to do last week to try these terror suspects in our criminal court system. And you know what? Here's the thing. President Obama was asked about it, and what did he say? Prosecutorial decision. Once again, I don't get it. Someone enlighten me. You know, I've got a couple of lawyers in my family, and one extremely liberal and one extremely conservative. That makes for interesting conversation, eh? And actually, both of them don't think it's a good idea at all. And it reopens the wounds, the jabs, the hearts of everybody in that city. I mean, I don't see how you think this is a good thing. There have been a few people that have said to me, well, now you can look them in the eye. How many people are getting in that courtroom that they can look these radical Islamic folks in the eyes? How many people are getting the chance to do that? And then there's going to be cameras in the courtroom. And then what does that do to people that could be radicalized across the United States that are sleeper guys lying in wait? I see nothing but problems coming out of this. Nothing but problems. Let's go to Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana, you get the honors. You're the first one up.
Bless your heart. I wanted to bring up the fact that the Republican Iowa Congressman, Tom Latham, is moving on some legislation to try to keep the prisoners from Guantanamo being put in Iowa or other Midwestern states in these prisons and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he had said that in the last couple of days that he's just had tons of contact from people in Iowa, worried that if they have to go to some of these jury trials and things, will their family members that serve on juries be targets of the terrorists and things of that nature? And that's a thing to think about in New York there, too, you know.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I agree 100%. You just cannot think of all the angles. That's the thing. You can't.
It's going to be made public, I'm sure, eventually, who's on the juries. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Right,
and
absolutely.
That's a scary thing. And then
if they're going to have cameras in the courtroom. See, that's the thing. The cameras in the courtroom, it's a double-edged sword. Because what they're trying to say, Jana, like what Holder's trying to say is, well, listen, we're going to have cameras in the courtroom so everybody in America can see this and we can nail these guys and you can watch it happening. But that will also ignite all the terrorists. And as you were saying, it will expose some of the jury members. It will.
Yes, definitely. And then I wanted to bring up real quick about the stimulus money. Of course, Iowa was included in that. You know that supposedly there were so many jobs made and stuff. And $10.6 million of the stimulus money went to fake districts here in Iowa. And I was really shocked. Today they said that there was 8 made-up districts, and they tried to pass it off as people didn't know the correct number, you know, of their district and stuff. And we only have 5 districts in Iowa, and they had everything from 00 district to 31 district. And I'm telling you, I'm just sick of both parties, and I really don't know where to go from here, I'll tell you.
Jana, let me one better you on that. We were talking about that the other day, about the districts that were screwed up, and it wasn't just in Iowa. Now, riddle me this. Okay, it was supposed to be stimulating the economy, so they create this website so that you and I could go to the website and see where the stimulus money was going. And then it was uncovered that there were all these errors, that they weren't these districts, et cetera. Do you know that they had a grant to do this website of $18 million.
Yes, I was aware of that. And when I heard that it cost $18 million, I about fell over on that, too.
See, here's what I could do. I could fly to Iowa, and you and I could canvass the town, and we could come up with the best people to put websites together.
Yeah.
And we could put it together for a lot less than $18 million.
Amen on that, and pass the ammunition. You hang in there, Kate.
All right, you too, Jana. Thanks, as always, for the call. All right, let's move along across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam. Sam.
How you doing? Comment está?
Comment está? Si, muy bien, y tú?
En français, est très bien.
Ah, très bien. I like that.
Merci beaucoup. About this terrorist trial. Okay, notice I'm talking about something else, which is good. I don't know if these guys, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, yeah, you and I are both Law and Order fanatics. In fact, I consider myself a Law and Order junkie. I watch all three of them.
Oh, so do I. And if you watch all three, I forget what magazine it is. I think it's like Vanity Fair or one of those. They've got a picture of the 25 years of all the different DAs and stuff. It's kind of cool. 20 years. If you watch that, because you know, some of it's fabricated or whatever, but the procedural stuff is pretty accurate. I mean, they use lawyers. They consult with lawyers on this. And what you see there is something that could happen in a federal court coming soon in New York City.
I picture a miniseries coming up pretty soon about that, unfortunately.
Oh, I do, too.
No, unfortunately, what their lawyer or lawyers might do is they might say they won't get a fair trial, let's move it to another jurisdiction. No matter where they move it, they won't get a fair trial.
Right.
How about we save themselves the cost of a trial and the cost of a... I'm going to throw in a little sports for this. My favorite thing when it comes to terrorists, tie them to a hockey net and let the players with the hardest left in the NHL take shots at them. You know,
yeah, there you go. If only you could do that. If only you could figure out a clever way to do that and you could set it up.
Yeah,
but
you know,
I think it's so dangerous for the people in New York City.
Right, because you're going to have – I mean, if you cut me off in this, I apologize. There might be some nutcase who said, oh, God told me to do it.
I agree.
Try to, you know, find a way to sneak a gun in and blow the heads off these what word should I choose, pieces of human excrement.
Right.
Okay, I was going to say word that began with B, but I think I'd probably get bleeped out. But hey, not I'm being diplomatic here. Give me that much credit.
Yeah, and it's dangerous, too, right. Not just for New Yorkers, but I think for the whole country.
Right.
I'm supposed to take a trip to New York. I don't know what it's probably in March sometime, and I'll be right near thinking about that today, how many times I've gone by the courthouse that they're talking about. And,
right.
Boy, as much as they lock it down, they cannot – I don't think they can lock it down 100%. There's always a way.
Which one is it, the one on Center Street?
It's the one right around the corner. You know where you're heading to Battery Park?
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
go down from where Wall Street is, from where the Twin Towers are. So when I say it's a stone's throw away,
right.
I mean, you can easily walk that. It's not very far.
Right, for sure.
Awful.
Yeah, I know. It really stinks. I mean, I spoke to Steve, and, yeah, it's also news in Israel, too. And what they're worried about is that when the trial is on, that you're going to have some nutcases trying to pull a terrorist attack. Because he was talking to some of his buds who were doing their army service, and their COs, you know, from what their friends could say without, you know, violating any military, secrecy thing, is that once the trial's on, certain areas will be on high alert because they'll probably say, it's because of Israel, you know, whatever, this is why this happened. So there might be some terrorist attack that might happen. That's that type of stuff.
Oh yeah, and they're smart to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh well. No yeah. hockey talk today. Just terrorism. So everybody's going to like that. We have some applause for Sam. He had some interesting things to tell us. That he's always given us that information. There, Israel. They're on high alert, and they will be on high alert too through this, because there's a lot of channels at work here. Absolutely. Sam, you take care. Thanks. We're going to let you slide. We're up against it, but I'll tell you, it's not just what you think is right in front of your face. You know, the most obvious things. They call it the low-hanging fruit. It's not just the low-hanging fruit. It's the other stuff that you have to worry about, the things that you can't see or think about, the possible things that could possibly happen as a result of trying these guys in New York. And, of course, Barack Obama is predicting that the professed September 11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will be convicted and executed because he says failure is not an option. 800-259-5791. More on the flip side.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a frontside defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontside.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontside.com for your training and free gun.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you could call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? At less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh. All right, we're talking about the bullseye on New York and the latest Senator Kyle going back and forth with Attorney General Eric Holder. The administration, I can tell you this for sure, I was talking to someone today in Washington, once again, completely shocked that Americans were upset, that anybody was upset that they were going to have this terror trial in New York in a federal court. You got to be kidding me. Do they not ever sit down and write out a list? It's called pros and cons, baby. So now it's all the backtracking that we're seeing again. And Holder was explaining his strategy to the Senate Judiciary Committee. And he was questioned by Senator Kyle and others about his decision to send, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other henchmen, as they're being called now, from Gitmo to New York to face a civilian federal trial. I mean, I even hate saying it. And if I hear one more time from Holder or from Obama, failure is not an option. What if failure happens? What if that happens? You know, here's the thing. Okay, great if he gets the death penalty. What if he doesn't? And plus, more than that, what does this do to the people in New York City? How much more harm could come to New York as a result of this going on right there in sort of the belly of the beast as to what happened? Do they have any idea the powder keg they are igniting here? Any idea whatsoever? So the other side of this is, other people are saying, the other side of it is, look, if they committed crimes of murder in our country, we prosecute them in our country. We are the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. Amen. And we have a judicial system that they should be afraid of. Okay. All right. If you say so. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, now, you just hit the head on the nail with the head of the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that? You know what I'm talking about. But anyways, You just said, did they think about anything? I mean, when's the last time a liberal's actually thought about something?
I just don't understand the people around them. How can they not do? It's like, Don, listen, if you and I have a company, we are looking at all the angles. And what are we doing? We're brainstorming. And we'll have a list of why we should do something, why we shouldn't. What's the reaction going to be? Do they do this? They don't. They don't think. You're right.
Well, right now, Kate, the Democrats have a stranglehold on, they have the majority in the Senate. They have the majority in the, they're in control of Congress and the House and the presidency. And so it's like they can do whatever they want. They don't got to think about it, but the one thing, I'll ask you a question. Tell me if this is, liberals are such wussies in the first place and that they never want to see actual justice, but they would rather see rehabilitation or something like that. So I started thinking, well, why would you want to take these people back, to New York, right to where, you're right amongst the people that, lost their family and friends, in the attack. And what's going on here? So I'm starting to wonder if this is some kind of a rehabilitation, like you need to be able to see the people, the families of the people that you killed, so that it'll make you feel remorse, and then you can sit there and tell everybody you're sorry for what you did. And can you understand a liberal perspective that way, that they actually think that these guys, five of them I think they're going to take there, including Khalid, that they're actually going to sit there and go and say they're sorry? Right to the families, in court? I mean, obviously, a courtroom's going to be there, and it's going to be people with, outside of any journalist, it's going to be probably people that were family members of,
people that were killed. Yeah.
Right. And so I just shake my head. I'm like, is this some kind of sick, twisted idea of rehabilitation or trying to get these guys to say they were wrong? And then it's kumbaya, see, we've achieved justice that way. No, it's not. I just don't think they understand the concept of what a jihad is and, what a holy war is. They could give a, those guys don't give a honk about what we think, They're going to do what they're going to do, and if they get caught, they die martyrs. I mean, it's just crazy. And another thing, you've got to watch, liberals and their backdoor antics, and we know about this deal with the healthcare system, which I'm really a little frustrated about right now, Kate, because six out of seven Americans have adequate health insurance, okay? It's the one out of the seven that doesn't have insurance,
mm-hmm.
And that means that we've got to go in and just change the whole system, and screw up the other six people so that the other one person can have health insurance, which is why I think it's ridiculous what's going on. But isn't it interesting that, they're looking at government takeover of healthcare, by eventually putting the insurance companies out of business. And isn't it interesting that all of a sudden some government, study or whatever, panel went in and this thing about the mammograms, right, with the women with,
yes.
testing for breast cancer, and they mm-hmm. go in and they say, oh, well, you don't got to do them as many times, every other year once you're 50, and of course it's got women all over the country in hysterics, because they're just like, you got to be able to be tested. Well, guess what, Kate? Every time you're going to do a mammogram test, it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And see, so do you see the government interference?
Sure.
That's just a little bit to where you can see, oh, hey, if we take over healthcare, we're not going to be able to give women a mammogram every year if they want it. We're going to have to... So let's get a government agency in there that says that, oh, you don't need to do this every year because, do you see, it's just a little backdoor things that are going on.
Right, and because now you have women scared to death because, Don, all you ever hear is, wow, if you just do this once a year, you go, you get a baseline, and then you go back every single year, because we can save women who get breast cancer if it's caught early. So you need to have that mammogram. When you turn 40, you have to have it, and it's drummed into your head. And now you're right. Now they pull back on that. Why? Because it would cost so much money. And usually what they do is they have people come back a second time, and that costs more money. So you're right. This is laying the groundwork to say, oh, maybe it's not necessary until you're 50.
Well, and then you've got Obama and the rest of the idiots sitting back saying that, no, we're not going to have, government panels telling you what you can and you can't do, healthcare, you know? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. That's not what this looks like to me. And we haven't even talked to the point to where the government's running the healthcare system yet. But you can see just one little government agency, like, you know, just imagine if they were running it, they'd probably just basically say, you know, oh, well, that's what's going to happen now. You know, they're going to do exactly like every person I've met. And you can get back with our buddy up there in Montreal. That's from Canada. I've never met a person from Canada come down and say, "Oh, I just love our healthcare system," and you know, we don't got to come to the United States for nothing. You know, and or no type of operations or anything like that. We take care of ourselves. I've never met a person yet. I don't meet too many Canadians in the first place, but, you know, every time I run into somebody at one of my hotels or whatever that I deal with, I just shake my head like, you know what? It's just this, the government run healthcare is just not going to work.
Right.
And what I was saying, did you hear about our big meteor thingy happen last night here over the West?
Yes, actually, I forget what the name of it is, and I talked about it a couple of days ago. But did you see it? Are you saying that you saw the bright lights and the shattering of it?
Yeah, I was, it was about 30 minutes just after I talked to you, and all of a sudden the sky just kind of lit up, and it got brighter and brighter, and then all of a sudden it was just like light of day, you know, like, holy cow, what the world was that? And I said, well, you know, I've seen when lightning strikes, you know, it gets really bright, and, but it can't rain. It's like, there's no lightning right now. It's too cold, and, you know. And it went out in the summer, and then I said, well, was it a power transformer? But, you know, Evanston, the city, it was still lit up, and all the ladies and that, and, you know, and plus it lasted for about 10 seconds, and I'm like, yeah, that's a long time, but be honest with you, Kate, not that I don't love Salt Lake, but my first thought was that did Salt Lake just get nuked?
I love it.
So I had to flip it back to KSL to make sure KSL was still online, you know, and I said, okay, Salt Lake's all right, everybody, my mom and dad are still on, so I guess that's okay, and then I remember one of our local reporters, or, you know, news gal saying that there was a meteor shower going on. Leonid, I guess it's called, or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
And it only happens like every 33 years or something like that. And I said, well, that must be what it is. And sure enough, they talked about it in the morning. And they said that this piece was like the size of an oven, probably about 300 pounds. And it just smashed right into the planet and was like a bug hitting a windshield, you know. And boy, they said it lit up about four states here in the West for about 10 seconds. And it's just kind of a freak, you know, when it's dark out, you don't just all of a sudden expect it to the darn light, you know. So just kind of a weird thing to you know, to
very
go through
cool
whatever,
for you, very cool for you to see it and not realize what it was and then then figure it out later, hear what it was, that it was this meteor, this rare thing. I'm glad you shared that story with us. Take care, Don. Thanks.
All righty. Hey, okay.
Uh-huh.
Remember, we're on the big blue marble looking through space. 26,000 miles an hour, you know. Most people don't realize that. And the Earth does go around the sun, and we're moving pretty fast. And anything gets in our way, guess what? If it ain't bigger than us, it's getting squished, right?
That's right. I love that. Great analogy. Thanks. Bye-bye. 800-259-5791. We're talking about tempers flaring when Senator John Kyle from Arizona challenged Eric Holder, the attorney general, to say how a civilian trial could be better since Muhammad sought to plead guilty to a military commission, because that's what he said that he would do. Geez, that's pretty solid when, as far as convictions come, I would think. What happens if there is failure in the trial in New York? We'll talk about it next.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Senator Harry Reid thinks he's bad to the bone after the big announcement over the Senate's health plan, which will cost $849 billion. It's still loaded with some of the same things that we've talked about over and over and over again here on America Tonight. So there is this year-ender, the health care debate. Now they have their legislation pulled together anyway and trying to say that all but 6% of eligible Americans that they'll be able to extend coverage to all but 6% of eligible Americans. And it's only going to cost $849 billion. And the 2074-page bill would reduce the deficit by $127 billion over a decade. Again, we come back to the same thing, the numbers that are coming out of the Congressional Budget Office. It's the unreleased estimates. These are unreleased estimates already, but it's also unreliable numbers. Reid was excited, said we're closer than ever. This is the last leg of the journey. So Republicans, of course, are saying they're going to block the legislation, deny Obama this win that would cap off the first year in office. They've been behind closed doors for weeks. And this is going to be a long debate. And what it's going to mean is higher premiums, so get ready for that. You might have gotten your costs right to where you like them, especially if you have a family. Higher premiums, tax increases, and then those awful Medicare cuts to pay for more of the government stuff. I mean, obviously, This is not reform, and that's the reason why. That's what I'm just telling you now. It's the money, the money, the money. It's going to kill us all. So you're not going to get some free card that gives you incredible health care coverage. Quickly, let's head out to Stu in Kentucky. Stu, thanks for hanging through. Hello.
Hey, Kate. I just want to tell you, speaking of health care, you know, it's kind of hypocritical. I had a guy that used to work for me. He's still kind of a friend. We seen him today, and we were discussing the health care, and he's from Canada. He's here on a green card, been here for 25 or 30 years. He's from up around Sarnia, Ontario. And so we get talking. His wife, unfortunately, has terminal ill cancer. And we get in a whole conversation about health care. And it says, it'll be great once we get the Obama. Once you guys get the Obamacare down here, you'll see what kind of great health care it is. He said, all these doctors from Canada come down here to make money, and they won't be able to do that. And I said, Ed, your wife has got terminal ill cancer. They actually gave her 3 weeks back in July to live. And I said, if the health care is so great in Canada, why do you have your wife in the United States yet getting health care? Why are you taking her to UK Medical Center? If the health care in Canada is so fantastic.
He's got
a green card up there. He can take her up there very easily, put her in a hospital up there and get her taken care of. And he said, well, you know, Canada, when you've got the, you know, it's a little behind when it comes to something. You know, instead of just saying it's behind, he kind of stutters around. Well, it's a little behind. And then my point was, they think we need health care, but here's a guy who's from Canada who could take his wife up there and get her the health care that she needs from Canada. And he chooses to keep her here in this country. And I have no problem with our health care. Like I said, I've had my fair share of hospital deals this year. And I'm very, very grateful for having the health insurance I have. Very, very grateful for being able to make the choice of what health care I have. Now, I'd like to be able to buy across state lines. Don't get me wrong. But it all makes a difference in the end. And we just,
I agree.
I've said it. I can't say enough. We have the greatest country in the world. And as I said last night, nothing is for free. You either get off your tail and you get it, or you sit back and you don't get it and don't complain and whine when you don't. Now, real quick on KSM, first of all, Lindsey Graham, I'm not a big fan of, but I thought he did a really good job today when he told her about Osama bin Laden.
I know.
So you don't want to try Osama bin Laden in the same way. What will happen if KSM goes to New York City, which I think is a mistake, if he goes to New York City and, you know, they're going to have all the red tape. Now, the guy was never registered for Miranda rights. Federal law says he has to be registered for Miranda rights, right or wrong?
Yeah, he does.
And he was never registered for Miranda rights. And any other time, that's an automatic dismissal.
Right.
The evidence against him was not gotten with a warrant. I can promise you that. I mean, you know that as well as I do.
Sure.
So when they start dismissing all this, they say, well, coercion with the waterboarding, what do we really have left? Which none of us really know. You know, Eric Holder supposedly does. But if they find him not guilty and acquitting, doesn't that mean he walked?
Oh, absolutely. Because he would, of course, because we tried him. So he would walk. That's why it doesn't make any sense, because he's a war criminal. So that's why they're all war criminals. It doesn't make any sense.
I agree with you completely on that. I mean, we've done it through the Civil War and World War One. I mean, we've done it this way. But what I'm saying is and you're absolutely right. He would walk, yeah. But, I mean, if he walks, I mean, what kind of idiot thinks that that's going to be the best thing? The only thing I can think of is a political power, political end of it, is saying, well, you know what, guys, we brought him to your city, and we tried him, and we found him guilty, and we prosecuted him for the city of New York. It's not going to happen. I mean, there's no legal way it could happen, I don't believe.
See, what they're saying is that they're saying that they think they can nail it shut and they're not going to fail, and they've got everything tied up. They're going to have everything tied up, and so the chance of the walking is not going to happen. They're not even going to go there. It's not going to happen. And so then they can do the death penalty thing. And like you just said, hey, we brought them to the place where they, hit America, and we're bringing them right back here, and we're trying them, and we're the kind of people we don't torture, etc. They got the fair process, and this was the decision. I think it's outrageous, and it's very, very scary, Stu, I think, for the people in New York City, because I am so worried that something's going to happen there.
Well, I mean, it's not like the guy actually has any damn rights in this country anyway.
Right.
So why are we doing it? So why even bring in New York City, and why even give him the rights? Because once you get him in federal court, he has to have rights. And
that's
his rights are Miranda rights. They are his right to a fair and speedy trial. And this is the best question I could ever come up with. Where do we find impartial jurors to give this guy a fair trial?
And
what
the answer
part
is,
of this country,
exactly.
What part of this country was not affected by 9/11? I can tell you, 9/11, my children were released from school early. The schools closed. I can remember I was in Huntington, Indiana the day it happened. And just went into a truck stop by fuel, and I heard it by, and I went back, and I remember it. I thought it was a TV show. I thought it was a movie. And I thought, man, that is. And it was just so surreal. And I guarantee it, everybody remembers where they were that day. And I think that it's so important that they should, and I know that, they say, well, we can't keep showing it. It brings up bad things. I don't think they could show it enough on TV every day to remind people of why we are what we are today. Why we don't want a pre-9/11 mentality.
That's what we've got. Eric Holder's predecessor, Mike Mukasey, said exactly that. He has a pre-9/11 approach to terrorism. And, of course, Holder not happy and furious about that comment, but it's exactly what's happening here, and it is so dangerous. It is incredibly naive and ridiculous.
What does the Obama administration and Eric Holder say to the families of the 9/11 victims? I know I had two cousins that worked at the Pentagon, and thank God, actually, my cousin called off that day. Her husband was in the Pentagon, but he was on the back side. The part they were renovating would have been my cousin Stephanie's office.
Mm.
So luckily she wasn't there. But, I mean, what do you say to the families if he's found not guilty in office?
Here's what they say. We're up against it, my friend. Thank you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. What they say is failure is not an option, that these are cases that have to be won, and that they're not expecting they're going to have a contrary result. It's ludicrous, though. I mean, hey, I'm not a lawyer, but I come from a family of lawyers, and as I told you before, one liberal, one conservative, both of them think it's ridiculous. To sum it all up, Geraldine Davey had a 23-year-old daughter who died at the World Trade Center Tower 1. She was at the hearing as a spectator. She said she wants Muhammad to stay in the military system. Why? Because he's not a U.S. citizen. Why should he have those rights? My daughter didn't have those rights.